Mary Campbell.
Okay, Mrs. Campbell. Were you named after anybody in your family or anybody famous?
My middle name was for an aunt.
Oh, what was your middle name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, okay. And where were you born?
I was born in a little town south of Elizabethtown, Kentucky. It was actually a village, wasn't it? You know, it was a very small town.
Mm-hmm. What would you say its population was?
Oh, honey. I left there when I was less than a year old.
Oh.
So, I wouldn't... Maybe 750.
What? How many times did you move as a child? Did you move regularly?
My mother and father divorced, mm-hmm. and I went to live with she and my grandparents. And we moved to Illinois at that time. So Kentucky was my birth state. However, Illinois, I claim, as having grown up there and gone to school there.
You go to school all the way through high school there?
I went through high school in Tampico, Illinois, where Ronald Reagan was born.
Oh.
And my sister and brother-in-law still live in that town. And it's a small town. And it has the Ronald Reagan museum there. Also, the building where he was born. He was born up above a store, and that has been preserved. Went through high school there. And then after high school, I went to work. Finances were very, very hard to come by at that time because it was nearing the Depression.
Where did you work?
Where did I work?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, let's see, I have to think a minute. War come along, and I worked in a defense plant.
You did?
Yeah. And then from there, I took training to be a telephone operator. And I was telephone operator for several years until I met my husband.
So what did you do in the defense plant? What kind of work did you do there?
Well, it's been so long. I have a slight recollection of working with shells.
Oh, okay.
Before they were fully assembled.
So was this the time I just saw a movie in class today about Rosie the Riveter and all of that applying with the war? Does this have any relation to what you were doing?
Right. Yeah.
Did you enjoy working at the defense plant? Was it challenging to you?
Yes, I guess. At the time, it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then my husband, when I married him, he went over to Germany, mm-hmm. was in the war, and then I started working for the telephone. I was a long-distance operator, which was, I think, very interesting.
Yeah, you get to talk to a lot of people.
Well, you meet and talk with different people when you're a long-distance operator, I think.
That's really great. Let's see. I guess we can jump into these questions I have here. Okay. Did you vote when you had the opportunity, and was it important to you that you had the right to vote? Being as though women didn't always have the right to
vote. It's always been important to me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I voted as soon as I could vote.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you stick with one political party, or were you more voting just for the person?
Particular party.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see, when motion pictures were invented in the late 1800s, principally in the United States, France, and England. There was popularity soared in the U.S. during the 1920s. When did you start seeing motion pictures? Did you think it met your expectations when you were growing up? Did you have a favorite movie or anything?
Probably in the mid-30s.
Mid-30s?
That I would see them. Yes. Did I enjoy them?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did you go a lot?
Not a lot. Mm-hmm. And the ones that I did were very entertaining. I'm trying to think of one that all with Ruby Keeler. Now that you probably don't even know who I mean by Ruby Keeler. She was a dancer, and she and Al Jolson were together a lot. You know the singer?
Yeah.
And they would be in movies that I always enjoyed.
That's good. What about the radio? How did radio play a part in your life, in your family's life? Did you find yourself listening to the radio a lot?
It was entertaining. I was raised on a farm, and that was a great communication for us, for news, for what was going on in the world, for entertainment. I can remember on a Saturday night, we would listen to, what was that? Yeah, that Grand Ole Opry.
Okay, yeah, the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, with Minnie Pearl.
Uh-huh. So I bet you listened to the radio a lot then when your husband was at war, because that was the source of a lot of the news you heard.
I did, however, working at night. I slept in the daytime and didn't really, you know, enough to know what was going on during the war.
Do you remember much about when Prohibition was going on and the fight women had against alcohol?
Oh, I think because my grandmother and mother as well never exposed me to any of this information.
Oh, so you weren't even aware of a lot of it.
Right.
Right. Did your family talk about politics a lot? Or was a lot of that kept away or kept out of the home?
Some. It's different when you're raised on a farm, and their main thought and concern is the crops.
Right.
Is, will the wheat yield well this year? And politics certainly entered into it back when Herbert Hoover was president, and the Depression and all, the politics was certainly there then. But when you're a young kid, young girl, growing up, well, at least myself, I didn't dwell on it or think about it too much. I just wanted to get on with my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On a farm, then, as a child, did you have a lot of chores? A lot of responsibility?
Not outside chores, except gather the eggs from the chicken house. And inside, yes, I can remember when they had they harvested, and that we would all get up early of a morning, and the men would go out to the cornfield, and I had everything done. My mother was a very meticulous housekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
Get everything done before we could go to school.
Oh. Did you have to walk to school?
Yes.
Was it far away from where you lived?
It was about a mile and a half. And we walked it. We didn't know what a school bus was.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked it in the snow. And I can remember my grandfather would walk with my two aunts. I had one aunt that was same age as I, and one that was 2 years older. We would all walk to school, and he would go ahead, and when the snow was real deep, he would walk and make tracks for us to get to school.
Gosh. I bet the snow got deep, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What kind of people lived in the town that you grew up in? Well, there's all sorts of backgrounds and different ethnic groups, or?
A lot of Germans. And,
Did your town have a main street?
Oh, yes.
What was it like?
Oh, yes. It was literally a main street. And it still does, in Tampico, mm-hmm. Illinois. It has a bank, funeral parlor,
mm-hmm.
Cafe. Now it has a restaurant, and it's called the Dutch Diner, named after Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm. Does your town have yearly events?
Oh, yes. And Ronald Reagan used to come back to these events, the homecoming.
Homecoming.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Big celebration.
Parades, costumes.
Wow,
uh-huh.
That's great. In later years, what was the first thing that came into your mind when you heard the word depression? What feelings and memories did this word bring back to you when you heard that?
I realized it was a depression, and we all had to sacrifice, but again, I was young, and I was... wanted to get on with my life, and it didn't seem like it left such a stigma for me, but it did more, I'm sure, for our parents.
Right. What do you remember seeing your parents go through?
Well, I remember one winter the price of corn was so cheap that they harvested in the field that we had heating stoves in the different rooms, and we would burn the corn in the stove because you didn't get anything hardly for the corn, and the fuel to burn was so expensive.
Gosh. Places did you find yourself giving up as a child? Were the things you missed out on?
Maybe not having the clothes I would like to have.
Right. How about food?
My parents were good providers. My mother remarried, and I had a good stepfather. Can I make some noise? I want to get this made.
So you didn't have money for entertainment or anything either then during those times?
Not really. But we made our own entertainment. We would get together with the neighbors, and we would have, like, potluck dinners. And I can remember we would go to this little town on Saturday night, and my groceries for the whole week. And we were allowed money for an ice cream cone. And we thought that was the greatest thing in the world.
What was the magnitude? Did you realize, or were you too young
no.
at that time to
no,
really realize?
No, you were just, that's right.
Yeah.
You accepted what it was,
mm-hmm.
and you enjoyed what pleasures you could.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I didn't feel like it was a hardship.
Right. Did your family always had steady work during this time, though? You said your stepfather was a good provider, but...
Farmer.
Right. Did other people around you and your community have no jobs and...
Well, they were farmers, honey.
Right.
They were all farmers.
All of them. Wow.
Except the ones that worked in the little places in
mm-hmm.
town.
Right.
Have you ever been to Illinois?
No, I'd love to go, though.
Well, you can look for miles in any direction
mm-hmm.
and see corn fields, wheat fields, soybean fields, and then you'll see these nicely manicured farms, and they have so many acres of land. And then farther on, here's some more buildings. It's different to here with the mountains and the hills, mm-hmm. and the, but
it's flat.
It's flat.